Welcome to the Aspiring Stylist Podcast with Tracy Franklin, where to begin, grow, and aspire to become the best stylist you can be. Whether you're thinking about becoming a stylist, opening a salon, or developing your skills as an experienced stylist, the next step of your beauty career starts here. Each week, we'll discuss strategic ways to design, plan, and execute on becoming a stylist that excels behind the chair and above the bottom line. Here's your host, Tracy Franklin.
I have been at this a while, over 2 decades, and I've been a salon owner for all but 3 of those years. I've worked at 2 other salons in my career and have had to leave both of them for similar reasons. Failing leadership or substance abuse was a big problem. Both were very unprofessional environments where my business and my reputation were being affected in a very negative way. And honestly, going out on my own felt like a means to survival. Most commission salons with strong leadership will have a clear path for growth, with benchmarks in place, certain metrics and numbers that you need to hit for promotion to jump up to the next level, charge more for your services. These are in place for your own good. Trust me, I have spent good time and money making sure that I'm up to speed on current industry standards so that I know when it's the right time to promote my stylist and when they're simply just not ready. If I do it too soon, clients could be lost and the stylist's income could suffer instead of grow. So what are some of the top factors that normally play into when a stylist leaves their salon, and how do they know if it's actually time to move on? Well, it used to be about the money, simpler days. A stylist that doesn't really understand the business side of beauty may feel like a commission salon owner keeps too much of their money, you know, that the commission split is too high. A stylist will often forget about the amazing education their leadership provides, or how nice it is to have a professional at the front desk booking your appointments, calling your clients when you're sick, and checking in the guest and checking them out so that they can move on to their next client. They don't understand how expensive it is to keep that big color bar stocked and all the taxes and other bills paid. And when you don't understand that, I'm sure that does seem like an unfair split. Now I'm seeing a shift in what younger stylists are looking for. They want balance and control of their schedule. They want good vibes and a drama-free environment. They want to express themselves through fashion instead of adhering to a strict dress code. What does a strong exit strategy look like? Well, make sure you're prepared. Make sure that you've done your research on other prospective salons and that you will actually be better off, because you're going to lose 30 to 50% of your clientele when you move. So you better make sure that the salon you're looking for has the new business to replace those clients. Definitely give notice. Out of respect for your current employer and the clients you hope to take with you, 2 weeks' notice is a minimum. Now, a lot of salon owners won't let you work out notice. It's uncomfortable and cringy, and they'd just rather not do it. I don't agree. In hopes of retaining the clients on that stylist book, I'm going to take the high road and let them stay those 2 weeks. Unless there's animosity. Now, that's totally different, right? If it's an uncomfortable situation, maybe there's anger involved or resentment involved, like maybe it won't work out. But otherwise, I think you should definitely try to let the stylist stay, and you should definitely give 2 weeks' notice. And of course, I do have stipulations. The stylist is welcome to walk the guest out at the end of their appointment and let them know of their plans, but not in the salon. That kind of conversation makes everyone uncomfortable, and it's just a no for me. So how can you explore other salons while you're still working at your current salon? Like, what if your boss finds out? I mean, the chances are your current boss will find out. People love to talk, so just be ready to have the appropriate conversation when the time is right. That should not in any way stop you from doing your research and thoroughly checking out alternative salons. The fear of your current boss finding out cannot paralyze you and lead you to make a rash decision. You do need to do your research. I would book an appointment or schedule an interview or even Zoom with leadership at your prospective salons, but never, never, never make a hasty decision and leave without a plan. So what about your teammates? Are we going to let them know that you're leaving? Also tricky. And as a salon owner, I'd like the courtesy of hearing it from you instead of another stylist, So please give me the courtesy and sit me down and let me know what your plans are instead of me having to hear it from another team member. And honestly, like, it just adds this really weird energy in the team, and I just rather avoid it if possible. What if the relationship could be saved? I mean, should a stylist talk to their current salon owner before making the decision to leave? Absolutely. Especially if you have a really good relationship with them and you like the team and you like the environment. I personally love the opportunity to grow and be a better leader, so these conversations for me are invaluable. Plus, you never know what's possible until you ask. I've definitely been able to shift things around for a stylist that I really value and I'd like to keep. And if you know what you bring to the table, chances are the salon owner does too. So let's talk about the red flags, like how I personally can tell that a stylist is thinking about leaving. For me, it starts with their numbers. They really stop like trying to hit their goals, and it shows up in their sales and in their pre-booking and other metrics that used to be really, really strong are starting to slip. They also typically stop posting on social media regularly, or they might even stop tagging the salon or sharing the salon's posts. If the salon socializes a lot outside of work, they're probably going to stop attending these events. Stylists obviously will have expectations of what their salon owner or their future salon owner should be providing, you know, marketing, walk-ins, that kind of thing. And I think it depends on what type of salon you go to. If your expectations are getting clients put in your chair, a full spectrum of professional products, free education, and possibly even coaching, then you're going to want to go to a full commission salon. Commission salons should and usually do facilitate all of these things with their part of the commission, but it is up to you to make sure. I get asked a lot about salon drama, and is that just a normal part of the culture? Not for all salons. I can't stand it, and I am quick to dismiss anyone who disrupts the peace at my salon. Not to say it's perfect, not to say we don't have bad days. I mean, we're all human, right? But I protect my salon culture with everything I have. So what kind of expectations should salon owners reasonably have of their stylist? Is a stylist that's thinking about leaving, are they pressured? Are they feeling like they can't possibly live up to the salon owner's expectations? Because I can tell you every day coming into work with that nervous energy, it's not going to last. You're not going to want to stay at that salon very long. And when it's all said and done, though, your success is your responsibility. My salon offers a lot of benefits and a clear path to success. But without an eager and motivated participant, none of that even matters. I do offer flexible scheduling. So my expectation when it comes to the schedule is that all my employees dedicate their time and energy to their work when they are at work. In your downtime, I want you expanding your skill set, practicing your craft, and creating really good social media content. You also need to be folding towels and assisting your fellow team members. This is what successful people do. They are not sitting around in the break room bitching about a cancellation. They are using this time to contribute to their success. I can't want this more than you do. You absolutely have to do your part. Healthy boundaries are so important in every relationship and especially in business. Salon owners should care as much about boundaries as their employees. A well-run salon should have a thorough and effective employee handbook that clearly states what all the expectations are around scheduling, meeting your goals, and guest excellence. Special situations will arise, and if the expectations are clear, the boundaries won't get crossed. I mean, I care deeply about my team, and I do have personal relationships with all of them, but business is business, and I'm proud to say that I have been able to find the balance. Why would you even want to work somewhere where you can't grow? I mean, like any other field, if you're not growing, you're dying. This industry is so fast-paced, and you have to evolve and grow, or your clients are going to get bored, and they're going to start looking elsewhere. If you're not growing and you're not expanding, then you're going to also stunt your financial growth. There's no way you can make more money if you're not bringing more to the table. A salon with growth in mind will have a clear path for you. It's advantageous to you both to promote and become successful as possible. I'm never sitting up in my office trying to think of ways to hold my staff back, to limit their potential, but you do have to do the work and it will show up in your numbers. There are a lot of life lessons when you're part of a diverse team. You will gain a stronger understanding of how special it is to learn and grow from people that are different than you. I love to see when one of my more mature and seasoned stylists takes one of our new stylists under their wing. There's so much opportunity for them to learn from each other. There's a lot of wisdom to be gained and confidence to be built in these relationships. They're vital to the salon's success. So how do you find a salon that's aligned with your vision and your mission? Because that's what really matters here in your career, your vision of what your success needs to look like. Well, first, you need to be clear about what you're looking for. Make a wish list of all the things that your dream salon would have. How do they dress and present themselves? How do they treat the guest and each other? Write it down. Book an appointment for something small at the salons that appeal to you most. You're going to have to spend some time there so that you can see what it feels like. Does their mission align with yours on the things that matter to you most? They certainly should. So how do you ensure that the salon you're leaving tells your clients where you're going? Well, you can't. They should. I do. But we don't own people, and it's likely that the stylist will reach out to them anyways. I like to let the guests make that decision. I do offer a discount to encourage them to stay and try another stylist. Unless they came for that specific stylist, it's likely that my marketing efforts are what brought them through the door anyway. You should leave on good terms whenever possible. Again, give notice. Handle this professionally. Be a kind and contributing member of the team while you're still working out your notice. Once you're gone, don't trash talk, especially if you were treated with respect. I like to leave things on a positive note, and you should too. A best case scenario for me as a business owner when stylists decide it's time to move on is that at least half of the clients stay and try someone else. Again, if a stylist builds a full book during their time with me, I'm doing something right to get clients through the door. I will do everything in my power to create an amicable separation. It's likely that our paths are going to cross again, and I don't want it to feel cringy when I run into you at a class or at the supply house. My final piece of advice to a stylist finding a salon where they can grow and thrive is research multiple salons. You may be surprised what conclusion you come to when you have all the information. And trust your gut. What's the energy in your prospective salon? Does it match yours, or does the search continue?
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Aspiring Stylist Podcast with Tracy Franklin. If you enjoyed listening and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. The Aspiring Stylist Podcast with Tracy Franklin is a Morgan Franklin production. Today's episode was written and produced by Morgan Franklin. Editing and post-production by Mike Franklin. Want to find out more about Tracy and the Aspiring Barber and Beauty Academy? Go to aspirebarberandbeauty.com.